In announcing the Palestinian Anti-Terrorism Act of 2006, the bipartisan group of lawmakers did not mince words about the aims of the legislation. Florida Republican Ileana Ross-Lehtinen chairs the House Middle East Subcommittee.
We would hope that everything, every word in this bill does everything possible to undermine the credibility and the legitimacy of the new government, because the new government is a terrorist government.
The legislation proposes to cut off assistance to the Palestinian Authority and treat it as a terrorist entity because of Hamas's State Department designation as a foreign terrorist organization. U.S. officials would be banned from diplomatic contacts with Palestinian Authority officials who are members of Hamas. The bill calls for a ban on visas for officials or members of the Palestinian Authority and would also withhold U.S. contributions to the United Nations in an amount equal to what the world body provides to the Palestinian Authority or Palestinian entities and programs. Other steps include travel restrictions on Palestinian officials at the United Nations and the closure of any other Palestinian offices in the United States. Lawmakers were blunt in responding to reporters who suggested that Congress and the Bush administration are hypocritical in refusing to support a democratically elected government. Democrat Tom Lantos rejects what he calls the naive notion that an election automatically bestows legitimacy.
Let me remind ourselves that Hitler was elected to office in free and open elections. Now, elections are an important component, but certainly not all of the components of building a free and open and democratic society.
Republican Congressman Eric Cantor says the legislation does not contradict long-standing U.S. policy and congressional positions on terrorism.
The Bush administration has been very clear about democracy. I mean, democracy is the route to peace, freedom. But with democracy comes choice and comes accountability. The Palestinian people have chosen Hamas, have chosen terror. And I think we have all said, and as is the president and his administration, that choices have consequences.
And Republican Congressman Steve Chabot says Hamas knows what it must do if it wants to have any legitimacy.
As long as Hamas remains a terrorist organization, there's no place for it in the political process.
Congresswoman Ross-Lehtinen says negotiations are continuing with the White House on what the legislation might look like in final form, and she says the Bush administration wants to ensure it will have sufficient authority to waive portions for national security reasons. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.